Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 126, and it's a Monday, January 28th, 2019. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. Ray, what is a weekend? It was an exciting weekend. It was very busy for you, too.
what were you doing at a pool party in the middle of January?
I know, right? Isn't it amazing?
You can catch your death of cold.
Isn't it amazing that you could go to a pool party at middle of January? So
I'd like to see you do it tomorrow.
Oh no, probably not. I think it's gonna drop to in the 30s today or tomorrow. Is it gonna be
tonight?
It's
supposed to start tonight. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's probably already happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So happy birthday to Stan and Petey. We celebrated it at Kristen Casey's house yesterday. It was a pool party. It was getting cold, and it's really bad when you're in the pool. It's about 87 degrees, and you go to the 104 degree hot tub, and you don't want to go back to the 87 degrees. So,
yeah,
it's really nice though. It was a good party, and then Mike was here. Mike was in town, so we were able to do that. And
I noticed he didn't come see me, but that's okay. That's okay.
Well, we thought y'all gonna be there at the party too, because you're invited.
Mm-hmm. I know I was invited, but I didn't get to go. I already had plans that day, and a bunch of other stuff was going on. I got a wedding planned, man.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's eaten up my entire life.
I know, and you have a bridezilla with you.
I think it could be conferred that both of us are bridezillas. That's both a lot of the problem.
Both of you are bridezillas. That's right. Well, yesterday, what is it? Sunday, yeah. And we got together. I was bored. I wanted to do something. Actually, it's a good thing I talked to you. I was on the verge of going to the auto show, but I decided not to go because it was getting late and everything. So I just went to the gym and then met up with you guys and you had dinner with you guys. It's amazing that Timo can actually do homemade tortillas.
Well, so, of course. Mm-hmm. His mother taught him well.
That's right. Very good. So I watched him do it. I didn't. It's like preparing pizza. Well, not so much, but you do the rolling thing. But that
was mini pizzas.
Like mini pizzas, pretty good. And then after that, we watched first part of Rent. And like, what do you think? What do you think of Rent?
You mean Rent 69?
Rent Live from last Sunday.
So no, for all the Valentina fans, it was Rent 69.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So Valentina played Angel. Angel, she the character Angel in there, and she did well. I don't think so. I don't know. Do you think she did really well?
Well, she just got kicked out of RuPaul's Drag Race, so I don't think she did well at all.
Well, no. In Rent, not a good RuPaul. Do you think she did a good job in Rent, not in RuPaul? So, no, I'm asking.
It was sad that Roger broke his ankle.
Oh yeah, that's right. So what happened was, the night before the last recording that they're gonna do, Roger broke his ankle. I still haven't watched. Did you see? I haven't seen the last part yet. Did you watch the whole thing yet?
Nope.
Okay. I still have to watch
it. I was only watching it because of you, Maynard. I was only watching it because of you.
You were singing along. I saw
you
sung
along. Yes, but
the
whole reason I was watching it is because of you. Because you were here pestering me about recording Rent, wanting to watch Rent.
I know.
So we went and watched Rent.
But then everybody left. So, oh well, got to go then. Maybe I can watch it somehow. Anyway, so maybe I'll find it online at some point. Or probably.
Yeah. Well, Marvin will be back tomorrow. So maybe you can call him and you and him can come watch it together.
Okay, we can do that. I don't know if he likes musicals. All right, so what else happened to you? Oh, anything special last night? Wait, last night you were here. Sorry, mistake. The day before.
Rent 69.
Wait, the day before. The day before, that's what I meant.
Well, I went to a dinner party with some friends, so it was very nice. Very nice. Wedding planning. So.
Oh, that's what they did, okay. It's pretty interesting. I heard stories about the house you all went to, but maybe I'll reserve that on another day.
Yeah, because we got a bunch of articles here, so.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the first article, Ray.
Okay. This week's first article for Gay is Gay Couple Hospitalized After Late Night Attack for Holding Hands. A gay couple was attacked in apparently hate crime early Saturday morning in Austin, Texas. Tristan Perry and Spencer Deering were walking to their car around 2:45 a.m. after celebrating a friend's birthday at Rain Nightclub in downtown Austin. The couple passed a man on the street who called them a homophobic slur. They told local news station KXAN they believed it was because they had been holding hands. Deering says he responded to the slur by saying something along the lines, "I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you." At that point, Deering says the man called out to his group of friends who were previously unseen. The mob began to follow the couple as they headed to the car. The group began yelling every expletive you can think of, says Deering, who told them, "I don't have anything more to say to you guys. We're just going home. Leave us alone." And that's when Perry was punched in the face, suffering a broken nose and falling to the ground. While down, another in the group kicked Perry in the back of his head. Deering attempted to defend his boyfriend by tackling the men, but was knocked unconscious after being punched by members of the mob. A bystander walking by may have saved their lives as the attackers fled upon being seen. The bystander called 911 and waited with the men until the police and ambulance arrived. Both men were hospitalized. Perry was treated for a cut on the back of his head, a broken nose, chipped teeth, and multiple bruises. He continues to experience memory lapses. Deering suffered several lacerations, bruises to the back of his neck and head, and swelling to his jaw and mouth. The president of the Austin chapter, PFLAG, Anna Nguyen, told KXAN that while she has seen violence targeting LGBTQ people in Austin in the past, it feels as if lately the frequency has ratcheted up quite a bit. "I think Austin is a community that needs to step up its game and prove it's one of the most LGBTQIA friendly cities in the country by deed and not just by words," she added. Statistics released last November by the FBI show an increasing of LGBT-related hate crimes in Texas when comparing data from 2016 to 2017. Additionally, as a result of sharing the news of the attack, Deering came out to his family and loved ones. Grateful for the support they've received since the attack, the couple say they have a message for others. "Spread love, end all this hatred. And all this closed-mindedness. Always watch your surroundings. Always be aware of your surroundings. Don't walk alone," says Perry. And Deering adds, "Be aware of your surroundings, but don't change who you are as a person. Don't ever change who you are as a person, and don't be afraid to go out there and explore the world just as you are."
Okay, so just one of those sad stories that still happen. And this one is near our neighborhood. It's in Austin, Texas. Well, yeah, we're in Houston, but still in Texas, though. But this also happens in Houston, and it's really sad. We hear stories about this, and so far, fortunately, it's really unfortunate for people to be attacked like this, but we haven't heard of anyone who are actually close to
us. I'm surprised people still does this in Texas, especially since we can open carry here. How do they know they don't have a gun on them?
Yeah. So these guys...
you can have a concealed permit, so these guys could have went up and started some shit with them. They pulled a gun out and killed every one of them.
Yeah.
So,
actually,
haters. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, if that happens, probably one or two will die, and the other ones will run because it's a gun already. So, there's no point. There would be no point to killing all of them. But maybe incapacitate them. You can do that too.
Yeah.
But still, you know, I mean, it's really sad. It still happens, and we always hear these stories. And like I said, it's still in Texas, and they're really just friendly people, and it's not really a good way to come out, too, you know, because...
Yeah, getting the shit beat out of you and having to come out to your family at the same time is not a good thing.
Yeah, so it's really sad for the guys. And I saw the pictures also, and they're really beat up, and they're in the hospital. And I hope they get better soon, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go. Wait. Before I go there, there's a new one now, LGBTQIA. I know what Q is. What is IA now?
Artificial intelligence.
That's intelligence, artificial.
AI. Oh, that's AI, yeah.
Yeah.
Lesbians, gays, bis, transgender, queer. Oh my God, Maynard, we just lost our gay cards.
This is a new one. I'm sorry, but we probably need to look it up next time. All right, let's go to the next story. The next story is about a pastor. I read this on the Gay Geek Bizarre page, and it's kind of interesting. So it's kind of creepy too. Anti-gay megachurch pastor caught on tape talking about all the gay sex he's had. Pastor Ernest Angley is a real piece of work. For years, he's led the Grace Cathedral Church in Akron, Ohio, where he's espoused anti-gay rhetoric and made it a habit to manipulate and take advantage of his parishioners. The 97-year-old glorified con man has been on the receiving end of many damning accusations, from sexual abuse to employing illegal unpaid labor to coercing a 76-year-old believer with dementia to write a check for $340,000. Now, a newly public audio recording shows Angley to be a hypocrite in another classic anti-gay fashion, while regularly preaching the that homosexuality is a sin and potentially inflicting real damage on queer youth whose parents subjected from the Angley's subjected them to Angley's ramblings. It turns out the pastor was having gay sex on the side. An anonymous, he's 97 years old. Okay, an anonymous source supplied the 23-year-old recording to the Akron Beacon Journal. On it, the pastor speaks with Reverend Bill Davis. Davis is upset with Angley for spreading a rumor about Davis's wife being vulgar and accuses Angley of having gay sex, which Davis calls vulgar. Angley denies the story is true, but only the part where Davis implies Angley and his male sex partner both ejaculated. Ooh, okay. So I guess I'm going to relate what their conversation. So David said, my wife said, I'll tell you that what vulgar is, him and the person naked laying in Angel's bed, masturbating each other and going to the bathroom to have to wash the ejaculate off his hands. Angel is Angley's wife, who died in 1970. So Angley, that's not true, because I didn't ejaculate him. I didn't make him come. Wow. And David said, well, you was both naked in that bed. You was both. Yeah. Angley, well, I didn't make him come. And just like that, the anti-gay douchebags caught having gay sex club inducts its latest member. It sure is getting crowded in there. Well, horrible ending of that article. Oh. But yeah, it's kind of creepy. So he admits it, but he's not proud. I guess he's just saying that he didn't didn't come, but they ejaculated.
He didn't make the other guy ejaculate. So yeah. Oh, an LGBTQIA refers to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning, intersex, and asexual or allied.
Oh, okay. So, wow, that's so this is what Angley here in the article is against. Okay, I see now. Anyway, so yeah, to this article, yeah, it's kind of creepy that an old pastor is himself into gay sex.
It's always the one that preaches hate the loudest are the ones doing the stuff that they're preaching against.
That's right. And do you think if he does that, is it because he's just trying to make money off of his preaching, or is that really what he believes, or just being a hypocrite, or is he
I don't know. It's probably trouble. A bunch of reasons, but usually these people that are preaching hate are trying to raise money.
Yeah, so it would mean
for their jet to fly and preach the word around the world.
So that is more plausible, right? That's more plausible that these pastors who are preaching hate and everything against LGBT are actually, they're gay themselves and actually just making money off of people who they can manipulate. So yep. I think that's more plausible than they are, they are in trouble. They are troubled souls, that they're misguided and they're trying to get back to Jesus and things like that. So I don't know. I it's more plausible that they are actually hypocrites and they just want to make money off of people they can take advantage of, and on the side they enjoy the sex and enjoy the things that they preach against. So that's more possible. Okay, let's go to the geek ray.
Okay. All right, bad news, folks. Google Hangouts will start to phase out in October. Google announced in a blog post Tuesday that beginning in October, it will start phasing out classic Hangouts for its G Suite users in order to transition them to Hangouts Chat and Hangouts Meet. Thankfully, the company said that this change did not immediately affect the rest of us, but it did say that consumer shift over to a free chat and meet service is imminent. We knew this was inevitable. 9to5 Google first reported back in November that the Hangouts was starting down its eventual demise sometime in 2020. Excuse me. Scott Johnston, a head of product at Google, later shot down the report, claiming there hadn't been any decisions made about where Hangouts would be phased out. A company spokesperson told Gizmodo that at the time that it was fully committed to supporting classic Hangout users until everyone had successfully migrated to Chat and Meet. Classic Hangouts is the latest in a string of Google message services to bite the dust. Google recently gave an axe to Allo, and before that there was Hangouts predecessor GChat, as well as Google Buzz, Google Wave, and Google Spaces. Johnson pinpointed to a thread by Google engineer Justin Uberti back in December that broke down in pretty simple terms how Google envisions its messaging moving forward with Hangouts Chat and Meeting Messages in Duo. Early reports of how Hangouts Chat may be received by a classic loyal consumer base indicate it might be a bit bumpy. As R Technica notes, Google's transition plan is worrying. Hangouts Chat isn't even a good Slack clone yet, but there is still a good amount of time between now and when the company will be migrating its consumers to the new product. So there's hope yet.
Okay, so have you ever used Hangouts on your computer or on your phone, Ray?
I've chatted with people on Google Hangouts. Yeah. I've never been that impressed with it.
Yeah, it's just not very impressive myself, though. I used to use it for a while. I was remembering it was many, many years ago. Somebody messaged me or randomly that they're just because friends in Google Plus. So yeah, Google Plus is also being phased out, but that was a story from a while ago. But when it comes to Google Hangouts, you're able to chat with a lot of people, which is pretty cool. It's like a multi-channel. That's multi-channel, multi-video camera chat program, and they're going to phase it out. And as far as I know, a lot of podcasters use Hangouts to record their shows, and I don't know what they're gonna do now. Probably just use Skype. Anyway, so you know, some of the things that they mentioned here are Google Buzz, Google Wave. I remember Google Wave back then, and Google Spaces. Then they really just got rid of these products, and it's really sad that they would bring out popular products like this and just really shut it down because maybe it's not making money. I don't know. Have you tried Duo, Ray?
No.
Duo. So let me tell you about Duo. Duo is actually the of course the competitor. I use that actually with my sister. It's what's good about Duo is that it's really a very, very good competitor for FaceTime, and it's very clear, and it can handle the network pretty well, and it's very intuitive. And it's both available for iOS and Android phones, so you can chat with anyone with it. So it's pretty good. Duo. It's like so if you want to video chat with Temo, because Temo uses a Galaxy S8 and you use an iPhone. So how do you video chat each other, Ray? You don't?
Why would we video chat each other? We live together.
Well, yeah, that's true. But then don't. You've never tried any kind of video chat with them ever. Have you?
I can't remember. Maybe. I don't know. We probably just used FaceTime. Or not FaceTime, but Facebook. So.
Oh, Facebook Messenger. Yeah, you can do video message. Yeah, that's the thing with Messenger. I don't use Facebook Messenger too much. Maybe once or twice before. But usually I use FaceTime or Viber or Duo. And lately I've been using WhatsApp too. And that's pretty good. Anyway, so yeah, that's what it is right now. They're getting rid of Hangouts. It's been an application. It's been a product by Google that they're getting rid of. And it's really sad because it's pretty okay. It's a pretty cool app. It's a pretty okay app. All right, let's go to the next story. It's about the moon. It's pretty interesting. You can think of a lot of theories in this one, Ray, okay? So during their lunar eclipse... Did you see the blood wolf moon? Wolf blood moon, or what do you call that?
No, I was asleep and it was cold.
It was cold. I stepped out just to see it, and then I ran back in. But anyway, so during the lunar eclipse, something slammed into the moon, according to the New York Times. A flash spotted on live streams was likely caused by the crash of a tiny, fast-moving meteoroid left behind by a comet. On Sunday and Monday, those in the Western Hemisphere with clear skies were fortunate enough to see the last total lunar eclipse of the decade, as the moon took on a distinctly redder shade just before midnight Eastern time. Live streams of the phenomenon showed a flash of light suddenly and briefly emanating from the lunar surface. Anthony Cook, an astronomical observer at Los Angeles' Griffith Observatory, which streamed the eclipse, thought it could have just been the camera's random electronic noise. Then astronomers and the citizen scientists started to share their detection of the flash on Reddit and Twitter. The only explanation was that something slammed into the lunar surface and obliterated itself. The moon is a multi-billion-year-old library of impact events, with fresh collisions still taking place frequently today. Capturing a lunar impact on video is rare enough, but this event, a collision during a total lunar eclipse, may be a first. That'd be amazing to see, Ray. So, what are the theories that you have on this one, Ray? Could it just really be...
This is what I think happened. You know, China just landed their probe on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Well, I think the Nazi base that's up there on the moon was chasing their probe, and they destroyed it. And we were able to see them destroy it. Maybe. And that's what the flash was in, blowing up the Chinese probe.
So there is no atmosphere to it for it to burn up, right? So it just landed on it. So it was. It's and there's not. Yeah. So you're thinking it's possible that it's a object by the Chinese. Is that what you're saying? Or
I am saying that the German Nazi base that is on the dark side of the moon.
Oh. Okay.
Destroyed the Chinese probe that had landed on the dark side of the moon a couple of weeks ago. And the probe was trying to escape from the Nazis, and they blew it up.
So there are
And China's not going to come out and say they've lost a probe because the Nazi blew them up. So that's what I think it was.
Okay, so you think there are Nazi astronauts at the dark side of the moon?
I think there's a whole Nazi moon base on the dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know. What a very good conspiracy theory, Ray. Okay, let's remember that. So I don't know. It's just it could. I would imagine it's something from the prey, from the ship or from the probe or whatever the probe that they sent. Maybe a part of it landed there or something that was in orbit. But if they think it's a meteorite, then meteorite or meteoroid, whatever it is, or a comet. And it'll be interesting. But for one thing, the moon always receives all these crashes, or what do you call this? Because it doesn't have atmosphere, and it does have gravity, but it doesn't have atmosphere, and there's nothing to burn up. I guess anything that just lands there just blows up or just shatters, or because there's nothing to actually burn up. Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting. Thank you for posting that, Ray. Let's go to the bizarre. What do you have, Ray?
Okay. Here's white people doing stupid shit again.
Yep.
White couple who got tanning injections to become black claims doctors told them their babies would be black as well. Lord have mercy. ITV's This Morning has quite a few unique guests over its course, but few will compare to the one of the morning show's more recent ones. 30-year-old German model Martina Big and her 31-year-old husband, Michael Irwin. According to the Daily Mail, Big and Irwin were a fair complexion previously. Got tanning injections using the synthetic hormone melatonin.
Melanotin.
To turn their skin. Melanotin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, melanotin. I get it now. Okay. To turn their skin darker, and claim to host Holly Wugby and Philip Schofield that their doctors told them their future babies would be black as well. After giving viewers a brief background on Big, Holly asked if her transformation into a black woman was sparked by her being uncomfortable with her previous appearance. Big responded and compared her change to that of getting a car, suggesting her continuous transformation was a work in progress, very much like how men kept modding their vehicles to make them better. I can clearly feel that I am black, but it's hard to find the right words to describe it, she said. But when the 30-year-old claimed her baby will be black, Holly seemed generally puzzled. Doctors have told you that your baby will be black, she asked. Big responded in the affirmative, saying, yep, they said they will be black. We have also discussed breastfeeding and if it's safe for me to have a baby. Not satisfied, Holly ventured, if that baby is not black, because I'm trying to understand how genetically this would be possible, will you still be close to them if you give birth to a white baby? The 30-year-old doubled down on her previous claim, saying, of course, it will be a mix of me and Michael, but I'm pretty sure it will be black. But if it is milk chocolate or a little bit lighter, it doesn't matter. The segment was met with desertion from social media users who do not hide their feelings about Big's claims. Martina Big looks like the female gremlin. Black is more than just a skin color. She needs to go to the Caribbean island because I can guarantee she won't be accepted. And as for black babies, please someone get this woman some help, one wrote. Big had made headlines in the past for going under the knife to increase her breast size to a 32S, which she confirmed on the Swedish television show Outsiders to be the largest breast in Europe by undergoing water displacement test. And she does have big knockers, if y'all go look at the pictures in the article. Afterwards, she began her controversial transformation into a black woman, getting her first medical treatment for the same in 2017. Then in 2018, she traveled to Kenya, where a local clergyman baptized her to be a true African woman. She was given a baptismal name of, how do you say that, Maynard?
Malaika Kubwa.
Which translates in Swahili to big angel. Taking to Facebook at the time, she wrote, one of my Kenyan friends told her pastor about my transformation to a black woman and told him how much I wanted to become a true African woman. In his sermon, the pastor said, you have to be born again, and now you're a new creature. I am so happy and proud to be called a real African woman.
Wow. Well, I guess that's how she can relate to herself if she wants to be an African woman. But claiming that the baby that she will have will be black, we don't know. Maybe, what do you think? I really don't know if the melanotin will affect the skin.
Well, no, I don't think the baby will be black. There's no genetic change here. Yeah, unless it's a miracle from God.
Yeah.
Because the pastor blessed her. But where was I going with this thought? You made me lose my train of thought there, Maynard.
Oh, no, you were the last one who was talking. Yeah, so.
I know, but I was thinking on something you were saying, and then I lost my train of thought. Damn it.
Oh, no. But anyway, so yeah, it's a baby coming out. It's most probably be a white baby coming out from her. So because it's not genetics, genetically she's white. So
yeah. Oh, I know what I was gonna say now. I've heard of a lot of gay men who bring out their inner black woman sometime.
Yeah,
we have a mutual friend that tries to do that. But this is just ridiculous, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is true.
This is kind of like what's her name here in the States that was posing as a black woman. I'm trying to remember what her name is because we talked about her last year.
Shirley Kulicker? No.
No, that's just a bad drag queen. No, the lady that's on the West Coast, I think up in Oregon, but she was taking tanning pills and stuff and had her hair kinked like she was black, and then it kind of found out she wasn't a black woman. She was really a white woman. Pretending to be black, and she was in the NAACP or something like that when it all got found out.
I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think, you know, people be happy with who you are and what you got.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess those are the stories. Those are the stories for the week. Thank you guys for listening. And if you can, catch all these stories on our Facebook page, facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and you can also go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.
Bye. Me, 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 me.
Are you mean? Are you auditioning for Rent?
I could have done a better job than Valentina.